Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. And guess what, guys? Thank God we finally got monsoon season here, and we got rain, so I'm pretty excited about the rain. And, you know, some parts of the country have been getting rain all year, and we have been straining for rain, and we were just about in a drought. But we're hoping that the monsoon system that just blew in will rescue us from a major drought. And we were looking like we were in really big trouble here for a minute. But God knows what to do when it needs to be done. So we're grateful and thankful for the rain, you know. It's really a wonderful thing. Sometimes you think about, I was back on the East Coast a couple of weeks ago, and it seemed to rain every day, every other day. And I was just like, oh, God, I'm so tired of the rain. But, you know, and now I realize how much I appreciate the rain. So you just never know how you may feel from one day to another based on what you need, okay? But anyway, I want to welcome each one of you. All my old listeners, I am so, so grateful that you are back and you are presenting, you allowing your energy to be used this morning to help us to maintain, help us to do what we need to do in order to spread the word. And I'm grateful for you, your view that I personally know. I always tell you how important that you are to over aspect of this show being successful. Your energy makes a really, really major difference. So thank you. And for all my guests, welcome. Keep your mind and your ears open. There may be something here for you as well. You would not have shown up this morning unless you were being directed by your higher self. We are a spirit-led ministry. Some say we're new age. Some say we're metaphysical. And I don't know but the term new age because, you know, all the things that we talk about are stuff that's been around for a long, long time. So this term new age has a little, you know, maybe misrepresentation. But metaphysics, yes, we are. In other words, we are led by spirit, and we do not operate in a box. We follow what spirit leads us. So you may hear me one Sunday talking about something based on Jesus say, next time something based on Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad. You know, I just follow the spirit, however spirit leads me for that particular time, and that's what we do here, okay? So stick around, all you new folks, and like I said, you may really enjoy what you're hearing, okay? Anyway, spirit dead, you're here today, so you're here now, so enjoy, okay? All right. Well, you know, all of my old people know that I open up with prayer, and so that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to open up with prayer and have spirit to bless our event today, our talk, and give us the support that we need in order to be able to bring the word to you that you need to hear, and I need to share, and I need to hear also. All right? So anyway, let's do prayer. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for your energy this morning. We thank you for all that you are allowing us to experience, knowing that you are the source of everything and every happening on the planet. We put all our faith and all our trust in you, God, to help us to move forward and to do what we need to do. We thank you, God, for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge that we will have the mindset to be able to make the right decision to do the right thing, and that we will always ascend to move to a higher state of consciousness and awareness, that we will go forward knowing that we are one with you, God, and that we are connected to you on all levels, and that you are connected with us, and that we are working together as a team. And we know and we give thanks for all the support you have allowed us to have. Thank you for attaching guardian angels and ascended masters and all the other spiritual workers on the other side that help us each and every day. We pray for continuation of that help and support. And we thank you. And on all levels, I call upon Archangel Michael this morning. Michael, I call upon you for help and security of technology this morning to help us to be able to do this show in a matter that the technology will be strong and will be able to prevail as we go through this hour of show. Thank you, Lord Michael, for your support and all that you help you do. I pray this morning for all those beloved frontline workers out there who are dealing with this pandemic. God, I ask you just to give them divine protection, the nurses and the doctors and the ambulance drivers, all the people who are on the front line dealing with this situation, that you will give them divine protection and keep them safe. And as they do the work that they do, they are chosen and they have accepted their calling. We just ask for divine blessing for them. And I pray for all those who are sick and shut in and full with dis-ease, that they will be confident, that they will be made whole again, and then shine your light upon them and give them grace and mercy to come through and be on the other side. We pray for protection of America, this country. We pray that, God, that you touch these leaders, the president and all the cabinet members, touch their hearts and their minds so they will make decisions that's for the highest collective conscience of the masses, that they will do what is right and they would take their job serious and they would do as they're meant to do and as they should be doing. So we say, give them protection, give them strength, and keep your arms and love wrapped around America and the world and the universe. So we say, thank you, God, for all you are. And so it is. Amen. Well, beloved ones, let's get on with today's talk. What do the term mind over matter mean to you? See, mind over matter, that you, I know many of us have heard this term for eons. People have been using that term, mind over matter. And so we want to really sort of dive in today and get a better understanding of what is being said and how this term is being used and how we can use it to benefit our lives for real, you know. Many people still do not have a clear understanding of this term, regardless of they've been hearing about it for a long time. Even some people in the New Age community still don't have a clear understanding of this term, mind over matter. Some people believe it is simply as the mind is the only thing that matters. That's right. Some people simply believe it's because you have a mind, that's all it is and all that's necessary, and that's the most important thing. And, you know, in some way, that statement is true, but in other ways, it's not so true. You may also have heard people describe it as a person's ability to be able to control events in their lives, physical or conditions in their own physical bodies. And that is a very a good definition, the one that I kind of like to go with, and I kind of feel that that may be the main flux of what it is that we what this whole thing is about. And it is because, see, the mind is not the only operation that has consciousness. It has been discovered now that the heart also produce a level of consciousness. Yes, your heart has a consciousness component as well. And this is maybe, I don't know how long that thought has been formulated, but it is now being expressed. People are now understanding that there is a consciousness that comes with the heart. So both of them kind of work in conjunction together. It makes sense. Like I said, you know, I know personally I've been hearing that term since I was a young kid. People was talking about mind over matter, but at that time really didn't. I mean, I had some idea, but I really didn't know in the depth as to what it actually meant and what it actually do it for. But until I actually became more involved in the metaphysical community, that I have a better understanding of this terminology. Our physical body is pretty much controlled by our five senses, beloved ones. And that's no small task, okay? Your five senses are key essential to you being and doing and becoming whatever it is that you want to become. And without them, it puts you at a disadvantage. When you lose one of your five senses, it doesn't mean that you're not able to have a successful life. But when you lose one of your five senses, it makes it a little bit more of a challenge to exist. And like I said, it's no small task. But, beloved ones, there is more than your five senses. Let's talk about the sixth sense. That is the sense where allow you to operate and live more from a spiritual level. When you're able to tap into your sixth sense, that is where you tap into the real power, okay? That's where the real power comes from. We're able to accomplish a lot by simply using our five sense. But when you do tap into that sixth sense, you become more creative. You're able to manifest at a higher level. And it really makes a difference when you understand and know how to tap into your sixth sense. To that sixth sense spiritual intuitive thing that's inside each one of us. See, beloved ones, there's a difference between your brain and your mind. And a lot of people sort of think that all is one. It's not all one. The brain is a physical matter that sits between the cranial of your skull. And for medical reasons, that's what the brain is. It's that mass. Collection of cells and organs inside of the cranial of your skull. That is your brain. The mind and other is what is infused into the brain. It is for the mental and spiritual activity that flows through your brain. Let me explain it to you again. Your brain is that matter that sits between your cranial, but your mind is the mental and spiritual activity that flows through your brain. You get it? This is where the rational and logical thinking become part of your physical world. So, yes, there is a difference. And I know that many of you think it's the same thing, but it is a difference. There have been parts of our mind that's really important for us to be able to work with and be able to put together and to be able to bring together, and it's necessary for us to be able to have a full understanding of that, okay? And, well, first I want to talk to you about one of the major components of your actual brain, and that is your intuitive gland. And many times our intuitive gland has become calcified because of our diet, and also by the use of fluorine. Fluorine that you find in your toothpaste, fluorine that you find in the water, has caused problems with calcifying your pineal gland. And it's important that your pineal gland is clear, because your pineal gland is the antenna that is set up to receive and send thoughts directly to your universal God mind. You understand what I'm saying? Your pineal gland is an antenna that receives and sends thoughts directly to the universal God mind. This is where your spiritual energy is connected to your mind. You see, it comes through your pineal gland. And when your pineal gland is calcified and blocked, then you are not able to get a true strong signal the way that you need in order to be able to implement the spiritual knowledge that you know and you need to use in order to be able to improve the quality of your life while you're here on the planet. So it's so important that you learn how to decalcify your pineal gland, okay? And It's really, really important. I'm going to come back to you and talk to you a little bit more about the activity of the pineal gland, because it's really important. But I want to also talk to you a little bit about two other components of your brain that connects to your mind, and that is your conscious and your subconscious. Very, very important. Your conscious mind is where your thoughts begin to process. All thoughts are come in through your conscious mind. Everything that your conscious mind is like a receptive for all of your thoughts. And these thoughts are then released to the subconscious mind based on the importance of the subconscious mind to take it on. See, the conscious mind is controlled from the standpoint it allows what it brings into your subconscious, okay? And usually the thoughts that are allowed to enter into your subconscious are thoughts that have emotion and feelings behind them, or thoughts and emotions that that you have been exposed to consistently all the time. And these thoughts, at that point, the conscious mind will allow them to go into your subconscious mind, because it feels that you are so committed to those thoughts that it is necessary in order for the subconscious mind to be able to process your thoughts. Because once it gets into your subconscious mind, beloved one, that is where the manifestations begin to take place. Okay? Fortunately and even unfortunately, some of these things manifest on their own. And once they're in the subconscious, if you do not reprogram them or do not change them, they're going to happen. You be wondering why things are showing up in your life. And the matter that they are is because they have now become part of your subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind has taken over your thinking process. Your ability to be able to think is all coming out of your subconscious mind. And you are being controlled by those things that are happening in your subconscious thought. It is, it's the reality of it is. But there is good news, is that when you have clear consciousness and clear awareness of what's going on inside of your mind, you can take back control. Regardless of what the subconscious do, you can reprogram your thinking process and take back control of your destiny. Okay? Do not allow your previous thoughts to interfere with your present life, beloved ones. And I'm talking about your thoughts, but even the thoughts that have been impounded on you when you were a young folk. Some of us are still walking around with some of those thoughts that we're in our 50s and 60s and 70s, and we're still being influenced by some of these thoughts that was made present to us and made part of our thinking process, because we have not did what was necessary to do in order to reprogram our thoughts and take back control of what's going on in our own minds. You see, beloved, you are totally in charge of your life. You are in charge of your life at this point. I'll put it this way. You're totally in charge of your life at this point because you have the total responsibility for what shows up in your mind, what you put in your mind. And now you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, you have the ability to control what you put in your own mind, okay? And if you're allowing yourself to be influenced by others, shame on you, because you have the ability to control what is showing up and what you're allowing to be part of your thinking process. So why should you allow yourself to become a prisoner of someone else's doing and feeling and situations? I truly understand that there's some things that from that's happening, you know, from the early part of your life and from your childhood that could be causing you some problems. But if that's still happening, I have to make a suggestion to you that you seek a professional hypnotherapist to help you in this with bringing out what it is that's causing you to operate in this matter, loved one. You cannot go through the rest of your life living on your past subconscious programs if you expect to have life and have life in abundance. You cannot allow yourself to become a prisoner of those things which are there. There are professionals out there, as a hypnotherapist, as a psychologist, and, you know, to help you to be able to move forward. And if it's a financial thing that stop you from moving forth into doing and becoming what you need to do to release that, then there are other methods too, beloved ones. There's plenty books on out there on auto suggestions, and plenty of videos and YouTube, thank God, which is a magnet for knowledge nowadays. You can go and start working on yourself and start reprogramming your own mind. So you can know, you cannot have control of yourself if you don't have control of the flow that's going on into your mind. Mind over matter means nothing to you if you are being all your feelings and everything is being locked up in your subconscious thinking process, beloved ones. So I want you to be able to break through, and I need you to really to pay attention to that and begin to really focus and putting forth necessary energy in order to bring this thing about. It has to, you have to really want to do the change. I know some things you don't even know that they're, but you know, it, at this point in time, you can start feeling your, it's an override. You can override your subconscious program even regardless of what happened way back, just like the computer. You put in new information, and if you allow yourself to put in enough new information, that old program will automatically be deleted. So you can take back control of your thinking process, and you can really begin to have mind over matter because you are now operating on your own control. You are bringing about that which you need to bring about and that which you want to be able to bring about. See, beloved ones, it's really, really important that you begin to connect with your directly back to your universal God mind. And as that's, we were talking earlier, your universal God mind is also connected to your subconscious mind. See, the pineal gland, the thoughts that come in through your crown chakra of your head goes into your pineal gland, and it from a spiritual point, and then it is distributed into the subconscious mind. Okay, complex thought process, but it is what it is. Okay, but anyway, you have the ability to have clear thought and clear understanding based on you doing what you need to do to clear up your pineal gland. The pineal gland is essential for your spiritual growth, beloved ones. If you get nothing else out of this lesson today, I want you to understand that you doing what you need to do in order to declassify your pineal gland so you can have a clear signal of what you need to do. There are certain vitamins that you can use. There are certain meditations you can use. There's different ways that you can do to clear up your pineal gland and to be able to have a clear antenna for spirit to really link to you and for you to really tap into that universal God force that's so powerful inside of you, beloved ones. You are using only a small potential of your human potential simply because of your pineal gland being blocked and not being clear. So you need to be able to have clarity and how to clear up that energy, because you do want to be able to control your destiny. And through that, learning to operate your pineal gland is what will really help you to tap into that universal God mind. And once you are in charge, you're in charge, and once your universal God mind has part of your thinking process, now that you're in, you will become that powerful being that operate, that powerful being like beloved Jesus and Buddha and Krishna. They operated through their God mind. That's what made them so powerful. It's not so much of their own doing as a physical human being, but they learn how to tap into that God force, that universal God mind, that universal God energy that is within them. Yes, your I Am presence is always with you as a part of your spiritual journey, each incarnation, you come with the same I am presence. But that calcification of your pineal gland blocks even the power of your I am presence from doing and receiving the information that it needed to receive from its source. So, like I said, I want you to really focus in today and really begin to lock in on that information that is pertaining to your pineal gland, and to be able to do what you need to do in order to be able to really hone in so you can really make that statement, mind over matter, come to true fruition. Because, yes, you do have the ability to control your mind, but you have to do certain things to be able to allow it to happen. It is just not, you can hear the saying, but it doesn't mean nothing if you are not allowing your subconscious mind to be clear and cleansed from old programs. You are not allowing that pure essence of your universal God mind to flow into you. Then there's no way that mind over matter would mean anything to you. It really doesn't matter, because you're not going to be able to get the pure essence of what you need. Yes, you'll be able to accomplish small things. Things will be able, it doesn't mean that your whole world will be shut down, but you came here as a being to live life and live life abundantly, beloved ones. And so in order for you to be able to do that, you need to be able to work with everything that you have in your arsenal of information, knowledge, and wisdom to be able to be a more productive and a more powerful being, okay? And that is, you know, what I try to implement or try to convey to you every time we talk, that you are a spiritual being having a human experience, and that you are so, so powerful that you the things that you've been doing is just piddlings compared to what you could be doing if you learned how to really tap into your universal God mind and to really eliminate all those old programs that's holding you back from being that strong, that dynamic individual that each of you are. You are gods and goddesses, and you have power, you have strength, you have intellectual understanding and wisdom, and, you know, a lot of us have intellect, and a lot of book knowledge and all that kind of stuff, and things. So there's no reason for you not to be able to accomplish the stuff that you need to do, other than the fact that you are not getting clear signals from your universal God mind. You have not learned how to tap into that energy source that's a reservoir of energy for you, level one. You need to really to tap in and be able to bring about kind of energy that's going to really help to propel you to a higher state of consciousness. Believe me, once you begin to really begin to, when your pineal gland begin to clear up and a little bit, you will just notice it, just notice how more in tune that you begin to feel with the universe, how you will begin to be more intuitive and have more knowing and have more knowledge of things once you are really tapped into that flow of the universal God mind. I mean, you can go to bed and wake up in the morning and you knew something different than you were before you went to bed. That is your universal God mind flowing your mind, filling your mind with knowledge and wisdom. And that knowledge and wisdom is then put into that process of your subconscious thinking, and you at that particular time can tap into that thought process, and you can help to use that energy to improve the quality of your life right here on planet Earth. And that's what, you know, more important to than anything else, that you live the quality of life that you want to be able to live. That's one thing I enjoy about the New Age and metaphysical knowledge and wisdom, because it teaches us to live better today and not wait by and by in the sky for something that we told that we have to past, or we have to make a life transition in order to be able to benefit from, you know, the qualities of life. No, you can have and be as you want to be right here in this present body, okay? If you tap into it, if you know how to tap into the power source, you know how to light up into the power source. And we all should be working on that each and every day of our lives. I know I am working on trying to be a better person, trying to seek wisdom and seek knowledge and be able to communicate with people that, you know, on the same plane and same communication, and try to excel and utilize these gifts that the Creator has given us in order to be able to perform at that higher level. Beloved ones, there's so many people walking around that are so three-dimensional in their thinking and their process, and it's slowing down the whole process of what's happening on the planet. I don't have to tell you about what's going on out there these days. You can just look and see what's happening on. And you can see three-dimensional activity is so prominent, and so many people living in that distance of three-dimensional consciousness, that it is really slowing down the evolution of the planet, okay? And believe me, the planet is not going to continuously stand for that, because the planet is in a shift. And like I spoke to you, I think it was last week, about the planet is in a shift, and there's new energy flowing in, and you either get with it or you're going to get left behind, beloved one. It's just that simple, okay? You have to tap in to be able to become the best person that you can possibly be, and you have all the tools, you have everything that you need to be a dynamic person as you are, okay? So I want you to start really putting emphasis in and desire, have a desire to want to be exceptionally in tune to your higher self. Don't just, you know, do it passively. Be passionate about wanting to excel and wanting to move to that fifth dimension of consciousness. Put all your, every day you work on your feeling world, on your spiritual energy, to want to be able to propel yourself to that higher state of consciousness, beloved one. You are needed. Each one of us are needed to be able to do that. And so when we're walking around here dealing in this three-dimensional thing and you're not feeling good, I know it doesn't make you feel good to operate in the dense, which when you have, especially when you have the ability to move to a higher level, and many of us, where we may not be operating right now at our fifth-dimensional capability, many of us have had opportunities to at least have a peep or stuck our toe into it, like in the water. Many of us have had glimpse and caught glimpse of what life could be like if we were living in that fifth dimension. And that's what we all should be working for and all should be striving for. Because when you're in your fifth dimension of consciousness, you truly will have mind over matter. You will be able to control everything that happens through and with your physical body. When you get into that level of consciousness, you'll be able to heal yourself, heal others, teleport, biocate, teleportransportation, healing, and any clairvoyance, all the gifts of spiritual and tuneness, all those things are yours at the beck and once we totally step into that fifth dimensional consciousness. I like to say it's the Christ consciousness. You know what I mean? That's that level where we get to the point where we can know and feel that we are truly one with God. Truly, because that point you begin to really operate and you begin to make a change. And we all came here with the ability. We all came here with the gift to do it. But you know, the Creator and the God Force will never force any of us to do anything that we do not want to do. You see, that's why God gave each one of us the gift of free will. And with this gift of free will, we have a choice. And that choice is that we can stay in a low vibration, or we can raise our vibration to a higher level where we can live a wonderful and abundant and superb life, beloved ones. It's up to us. No one else can control that for you. No one else can can do it for you. You are the one that has to be able to do that, because you have the support already inside of you to do and to propel to that higher level. It's just a matter of you doing the necessary work to get a clear understanding, get a clear connection with Source, to be able to propel and be able to move to that higher state of consciousness. So we have to do it. We have to do it. The universe needs more people to move in this higher state of consciousness. The more of us who strive to reach that higher level, it will help the whole planet. Matter of fact, it'll help the whole universe. For what you do as an individual has a direct link to the mass consciousness. So it is your duty to excel yourself and to expand your consciousness and to be able to rise above the physical three-dimensional thinking process and to do what you need to do for yourself and for your family, for your spiritual community. You need to do this, beloved. We each of us need to do this in a way. When I say you, I'm talking about me too. You know, I'm a work in process just like you are. And so we're working every day to become better at whatever it is we choose to become. Okay? So we're going to have a full understanding, knowing that we're going to do this week. We're going to work on decalcifying our pineal gland, so our communication will become clear, and we're going to do whatever we need to do. We're going to do the research, and you can't be lazy when you're talking about doing work for yourself, beloved one, or your spiritual work. You may have to do some research. You may have to do some reading. You may have to do some listening. You may have to do some talk to other people, and most of all, talk to your I Am presence to help you, to guide you, to be able to do these things, which will be assistance to you to help you to be able to ascend to that higher state of consciousness. You have the power. You have the ability, beloved ones. Okay? So we're going to close out a little early today, but because this is the information I wanted to bring to you and to be able to deliver to you. And it's not always about the long time. I just want to be able to get a message that's clear and pure. And this is what Spirit has led me today to communicate with you about, because Spirit wants to be able to communicate with you, and Spirit is not able to communicate with you at the level if you are having problems connecting to your universal God mind. Okay, that universal God mind is the mind that flows in all of us, and you'll find that a lot of psychics and a lot of spiritual readers understand the universal God mind, because that gives them the ability even to be able to tap into you, to be able to give you a clairvoyant reading of what's going on with you, because the fact that they're actually tapping into that universal God mind that's part of your mind to be able to tell you what they're receiving and what they're picking up, okay? So you need to, babe, we all need to develop. We all have psychic abilities. We all have intuitive intuition. And we want to sharpen those skills, and we want to bring those skills more into fruition. So we're going to do all that we need to do in order to be able to bring those things into proper perspective. Okay? So, beloved ones, I am so grateful that you have stopped in today, and hopefully all my new guests are not blown away by what you've heard today and what you've been exposed to today. Because, hey, it's the universal God force that brought you to this message today, so you could hear what you need to hear. It's for you. So embrace it. Even if you don't fully understand it, begin to open and allow yourself to be open and receptive to new information. Please tune back in. You can always listen to these shows over again. You can go back and re-listen to the show and have a fuller understanding of what you heard. You may not have understood all of what was being said this morning. It may not have come, because this is very new information. So I do not expect you to be able to pick all of it up right away. So you need to come back and be able to listen, and so you can have clarity of what it is that you think that you heard. Okay? So do what you need to do in order to be able to help yourself to move forward. Okay. Like I said, there's a lot of information and knowledge out there. I'm truly not the only person that presents these things, and there's a lot of other people presenting them and presenting it at a whole lot higher level than I can present it to you. Okay. So be receptive, open your mind up, and allow spirit to lead you to where you need to do in order to be able to be and become that which you want to be. If you truly want to have your mind over matter and demonstrate mind over matter, then you have to be willing to do the work in order to get your mind to that level where you can control destiny. And you can. Okay? Let's pray. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, we give thanks this day for another day of information, another day of wisdom, another day of knowledge. We thank you for all that you allowed to come in today. We thank you for all that you have brought into our consciousness and our awareness this day, that we will be able to have full understanding, that we will take advantage of this information that you have shared with us and given us, and we will begin to use it to our highest good, that we will begin to incorporate these tools and technology that we are being exposed to. Thank you, God. Thank you for opening us up, and we give gratitude and thanks for our guardian angels who are with us and who are helping and assisting us and ready to help us to prepare. We pray for and give gratitude and thanks for the ascended masters, ascended hosts who are at our beck and call. Thank you. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for responding to our calls as we make calls to for your assistance. We are so grateful for all the help and all the information that is being brought to us and given to us as spirits. So we're just saying thank you and gratitude, knowing that all we are connected to you, God, and we will learn to turn inward into our I Am presence and be able to call upon that higher power in us to be able to be and do what we need to do. We know that we are connected to you and you are the source of everything. So we just say thank you, thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I'm so grateful for you. Tune in next week. Go back and listen to the show. Share with someone else if you've been inspired. And we will continue to try to bring you information that help you to grow and help you expand your consciousness each and every week. Okay? Thank you, and have a wonderful and marvelous week, wonderful and marvelous day, and see you next week. Bye.